You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Australian-New Zealand dual citizenship has caused another stir in Canberra after Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce was revealed to be a New Zealand citizen yesterday. Under Australian Constitution, anyone with dual citizenship cannot stand for federal election. Inquiries made by Australian media led to New Zealand Internal Affairs to announce Joyce as a dual citizen because his father was born here. But unlike two Green senators who have already stepped down after discovering their New Zealand citizenship, Joyce is staying on. He says the legal advice he's received suggests he won't be disqualified by Australia's constitution and points out his father moved to Australia in 1947, a year before dual citizenship was created. Reporter Max Smith spoke to Anne Twomey, a professor of constitutional law at the University of Sydney Law School, and asked her whether Barnaby Joyce was really in the clear.
No, not at all. I have looked through the laws and it's always possible I've missed something, but from my tracing of the law back, no, that's completely irrelevant. The issue here is whether or not at the time when Barnaby Joyce was born in Australia, whether at that time his father was a New Zealand citizen or not. And that's the key issue. Interestingly, I found this out in relation to myself as well. My father is also a New Zealander, and he definitely was at the time I was born. And so I've discovered that I accidentally have dual citizenship with New Zealand too, which I was pretty chuffed about. So there you go.
So you won't be running for Parliament anytime soon, I guess.
No, I won't. So I'm not so worried about it, not being a Member of Parliament. But it does show that it has been a bit surprising to many of us, these rules about dual citizenship. But the reality is, from the New Zealand laws, at least the ones that I've looked at, it seems that so long as his father was a New Zealand citizen at the time he was born, at the time Barnaby was born, then on that basis he would have New Zealand citizenship by descent, and there was no requirement for registration or anything else at that time. So no active actions needed to be taken, and that citizenship was preserved by the changes made in the 1977 Citizenship Act. So that seems to be the situation, but what I don't know is whether his father was still a citizen of New Zealand at the time that Barnaby Joyce was born. That's the key issue.
But that would require his father to have rescinded his citizenship?
That's right. Now we do know that his father did become an Australian citizen at some stage. So one possibility is that at the time he became an Australian citizen, he might have rescinded his New Zealand citizenship. Seems unlikely. But if he did, then Barnaby Joyce would have no problems at all. The problem will arise if he didn't rescind his New Zealand citizenship and continued to hold it, then there will be a problem for Barnaby Joyce. I mean, the reality is, if he wasn't validly elected, all that would happen was that they'd hold a by-election in his electorate and he would most likely win it. So from that point of view, it's not catastrophic. But given that the government at the moment has a one-seat majority, they're probably not really looking forward to that. So it is slightly problematic.
Right. And you don't think that because he's in such a... I mean, this is the highest profile of those we've seen so far with the dual citizenship. Because he's Deputy Prime Minister, do you think that makes it a more complicated case?
Well, not for the courts. I mean, it doesn't matter what his position is in terms of a court making a decision. What does make it more complicated is that this is a case of citizenship by descent rather than citizenship by birth. So clearly those who were in the position where they had citizenship by birth ought to have been aware of it and therefore investigated it before they became members of parliament and renounced. It's a lot harder, however, if it's simply citizenship by descent and you didn't know that you had that descent. So that arises in relation to another member of parliament who had Italian citizenship by descent without knowing it. And it arises in relation to Senator Joyce as well. So it is possible that the High Court would decide that it was only citizenship by birth that gives rise to these problems and not citizenship by descent. Or it's also possible that the High Court might decide, well, the point of the dual citizenship provisions is to make sure that people have a sole allegiance you couldn't have had an allegiance that was divided if you didn't actually know you had citizenship of another country. Therefore, not knowing you had foreign citizenship might save you. The reality is we just don't know what the High Court would decide about it.
No doubt this will only encourage politicians to do further checks on whether they fall under this category if they didn't know already if they were dual citizens. But I mean, where do you think all this is going? Are we just going to see a kind of mass exodus of politicians trying to get out before they're caught out? Or, I mean, because there's potentially a lot of people that are affected by this. I mean, you yourself, obviously.
There are. Indeed. Well, look, you know, many of us didn't know that this business of citizenship by descent, you know, actually operated. But having said that, had I actually ever been running for Parliament, I would have done some due diligence to sort this out, but that's probably because I'm a constitutional lawyer and I care about these things. I think this does show that people haven't been trying particularly hard to comply with the Constitution before they run for Parliament. I think one of the big problems in this is the interpretation of the High Court, which has said that the critical date is the date at which you nominate. It would have made a much more sense for them to say, well, the critical date is the date of the return of the writ, so that if a person had actually been elected at the polls, they would have a period of time to make sure that they got their house in order before the writs were returned and they were formally elected. That would solve a few problems because, you know, for many people, who are running for election but probably don't have a hope of being elected, you probably don't want to ditch your dual citizenship or other things beforehand, and probably it's only if you get to the position that you are elected that you're prepared to do that. So changing the timing of it, which is a matter of High Court interpretation, it's not set out in the Constitution. The Constitution just refers to being chosen, and it depends on how the High Court interprets that. So fixing that would actually be one way to help deal with the problem.
Kei te whakarongo koe ki te Wire, marunga irirangi pō.
The Wire. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.